Vartan Gregorian, good morning and thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
I'm delighted to speak to you.
You were a beloved president during your 9-year tenure at Brown, and there's even a public elementary school in Providence named after you. What are you most proud of looking back at your time at Brown?
Well, I'm proud of my time in Brown because Brown was considered to be the poorest Ivy League university, a struggling ballerina, and at the same time, we had to compete with the richest universities. So I liked that because I told Brown people that all of them have inherited their wealth and their fame, but Brown has to earn it, and we've earned it through hard work.
Now, you were president of Brown until 1997, and it was an era that saw Brown's endowment grow to nearly $1 billion. What do you see as the biggest impact Brown had on Rhode Island during that era?
During my administration, we concluded a compact with City of Providence. By we, I mean hospitals and all the universities in Rhode Island. We thought it was our duty to help City of Providence. So we helped the police to have a computerized system of regional mapping, which they did not have. We helped the city to apply for federal grants, which they had no capacity to do, which every year we picked one subject matter that was of grave concern to the people of Rhode Island. And that was in Providence, lead in housing. And we spent almost together $2 million a year on Providence, issues on Providence. And then also in 1990, 1991, I chaired the commission to rescue the failed banking system of Rhode Island.
You mentioned lead in housing, a major banking crisis, and Brown's role in trying to help the state deal with those issues. And of course, today, Rhode Island is struggling to reinvent itself in a post-industrial economy. And again, there are high expectations for institutions like Brown to drive that recovery. What do you see as a realistic role for private institutions like Brown in terms of driving the economy forward?
Well, one thing is, I've always advocated that Brown faculty and Providence College faculty, University of Rhode Island faculty, and all others are engaged internationally, give advice to foreign governments, foreign corporations, national corporations. I always advocated that we should have a brain trust within the state of the best minds of the state to serve pro bono for to give advice to State of Rhode Island or City of Providence. They don't have to give a blueprint, but rather to stimulate the thinking of politicians and others, public officials. Brown has one of the best computer science departments in the country. They should be able to do that. Brown has medical faculty now, along with the six hospitals there. They should be able to provide Rhode Island with the best public health recommendations.
Now, Brown is celebrating its 250th anniversary. Vartan Gregorian, what do you see as the biggest challenges that Brown faces right now?
Brown knows who it is and what it is. It should not try to be something else. It should not try to expand for the sake of expanding. We should always remember that democracy and excellence are mutually inclusive. Brown, for me, has been the best proof of it. Brown has always combined research and teaching, good teaching, and that should continue.
Well, Vartan Gregorian, president of the Carnegie Corporation of New York and the former president of Brown University, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.